Problem number one. Your regular table at the fabulous restaurant on the exclusive island where you own a beach house is unavailable. Bettina Ortiz Imena was not accustomed to waiting. A former Miss Venezuela and Miss Universe runner-up, of course. The exceedingly bronzed, strawberry blonde was these days the wife of the Miami auto parts tycoon, Herman Ortiz Imena. And at every restaurant she chose to grace with her presence, she was always greeted with reverence and whisked to the exact table she desired. Today, she wanted the corner table on the terrace at Sip Sip, her favorite lunch spot on Harbor Island. She wanted to sit on one of the comfy orange canvas director's chairs and stare out at the gently lapping turquoise waters while eating her kale Caesar salad. But there was a large, noisy group taking up the entire terrace, and they didn't seem in much hurry to leave. Bettina fumed as she glared at the tourists happily savoring their lunch in the sun. Look how tacky they were. The women overly tanned, wrinkled, and saggy, none of them properly lifted or Botoxed. She felt like walking up to their table and handing out her dermatologist's business cards. And the men were even worse, all dressed in old, rumpled shirts and shorts, wearing those cheap straw hats sold at the trinket shop on Dunmore Street. Why did such people have to come here? This 3.5-mile-long paradise with its pristine pink sand beaches was one of the best-kept secrets in the Caribbean, a haven for the very rich filled with quaint little wood houses painted in shades of sherbet, charming boutiques, chic oceanfront mansions turned into inns, and 5-star restaurants to rival St. Bart's. Tourists should have to take a style exam before being allowed to set foot on the island. Feeling like she had been patient long enough, Bettina stormed into the kitchen, the fringe on her crocheted poochie caftan top shaking furiously as she made a beeline for the woman with a shock of pixie-cut blonde hair manning the main stove. Julie, honey, what's the dealio? I've waited more than 15 minutes for my table. Bettina sighed to the owner of the restaurant. Sorry, Bettina. It's been one of those days. The party of 12 on the terrace showed up just before you did, Julie replied as she handed off a bowl of spicy conch chili to a waiting server. But the terrace is your prime spot. Why on earth did you let those tourists take up all that space? Well, that tourist in the red fishing cap is the Duke of Glencora. His party just boated over from Windermere. That's his royal husman you see moored off the coast. Isn't it the most handsome sailboat you've ever seen? I'm not impressed by big boats, Bettina huffed. Although secretly, she was rather impressed by people with big titles. From the kitchen window, she surveyed the party assembled on the terrace with new eyes. These aristo-British types were such a strange breed. Sure, they had their Savile Row suits and their heirloom tiaras, but when they traveled, they looked so painfully frumpy. It was only then that Bettina noticed 3 tan, well-built men in fitted white t-shirts and black Kevlar pants sitting at the adjacent table. The guys weren't eating, but sat watchfully, sipping glasses of seltzer water.
I assume that's the Duke's security detail? They couldn't be more obvious.
Don't they know that we're all billionaires here on Brylan and this isn't how we roll?
Footnote. A slight exaggeration, but this island, known affectionately as Brylan to the locals, is home to 12 billionaires at last count, and depending on who's counting. Bettina tut-tutted. Actually, those bodyguards belong to the Duke's special guest. They did a whole sweep of the restaurant before the party arrived. They even searched my walk-in freezer. See that Chinese fella seated at the end of the table? Bettina squinted through her Dior Ecstasy sunglasses at the portly, balding, 70-something Asian man dressed in a nondescript white short-sleeved golf shirt and gray trousers.
Oh, I didn't even notice him. Am I supposed to?